the biological basis of observed sex differences. Just that phrase, in fact, is, I think, brought up often in both feminist and anti-feminist writing. And the concept that there is a biological basis generates a lot of heat on both sides. And thinking about this from both sides, it seems to me that it generates a lot of heat because there are two assumptions, which are very basic but are often not stated, about sex differences and their biological basis. The first is that the biological factor is an inevitable one, that is, that we can't change it. The second assumption is Mother Nature is always right. That is, we wouldn't want to change it anyway. Both of these assumptions should be examined very critically. And obviously, unless they're stated, we can't do that. The first one, that is, the inevitability of difference, is one that can be investigated by science. The second, the desirability of difference, may not be susceptible to scientific investigation. My thesis today is that the development of many sex differences in the human species is a continuum from genetic determinism to social conditioning, and that we need to know more about this continuum. As feminists, we shall in any case ask whether society should reinforce or minimize a particular biological difference where it exists.